What's good? What's good? Live, alive, and aware, and alert. It's the Block Report. And I am your host, the magnificent TDK. And we are glad to have you and be with you. Although we are facing under this coronavirus crisis, and the USA, the United States of America, is starting to initiate a mandatory lockdown. They don't want to declare it a mandatory lockdown, but what else can it be when they close the schools, they close this and they close that, and they're asking businesses to close down as well as an economic crash that is happening. Social distancing, asking you to quarantine yourself and keep yourself inside the house and not really come out. I am telling you, there is something going on and you need to pay attention. Okay, my beautiful people. What I'd like to discuss with y'all today is the phenomenon that is now called COVID-19 and the ramifications, the results, the consequences of what it has caused in the society as a whole and what it means for you. Now, the thing is, for some of you who are out there that maybe have never been exposed to any real knowledge, and you live in a world of ignorance, ignoramus, and ignoring any sort of signs of intellect and intelligence, for you, this conversation will go above your head, and all it will do is it will annoy you. So if you're one of those types of individuals out there where intellectual conversation and something that includes intelligence is going to annoy you and it goes above your head, then you might as well shut this off right now and go do whatever else that you do normally as a big old ignoramus or small ignoramus. But one of the things that I would like to also talk about, you see, is leadership. And you see, in times of crisis, that's why I always, one of the things I said, I remember there was a, I'm going to jump through different scenarios or areas of life, and then I'm going to weave it all together for you to see this picture which I'm drawing. And to show you how relative it is, because it's all relative and things matter. See, the loud talk, the big talk, that is all talk. But when it comes down to when things need to be done and who has the vision, who has the courage, and who has the willingness and the ability to get it done, that's what's going to matter in a crisis. All that ka-ka and kiki-ing with people like things are a joke. That's why you will wallow and squalor and fail. And when the Gestapo rolls up and tells you to line up so they can mow you down, and you realize you've wasted your life, this is when you'll take this note seriously. But by then it's too late. So a couple things I would like to say about leadership that will go into this conversation that I'm going to say right here. Because the thing is, the point of this broadcast is to draw the distinction and the difference between some of the things that you've been hearing and some of those that have been out there talking and beating their chest and claiming that they're this and that. and the difference between people who make and take actionable steps to things. Now, but one of a clear sign of leadership is one who lacks fear, but is not foolish, because there's a difference between bravery and stupidity. So, the thing is that a leader will put it on the line. Okay? Now, when I say a leader, you could be a leader of your household, your family, a leader of yourself, a leader of your company. You have employees. Some of you have been hearing people talking about going into entrepreneurship and creating jobs for other people. What you don't understand, if you don't understand what that means, is that you would be taking on additional responsibility. It won't, being an entrepreneur and creating jobs for people in your community does not exempt you from being responsible. It means you are part of the highest, one of the higher orders of responsibility. Because people depend on you to have the answer. People depend on you to have the vision. People depend on you to have the metal, the courage to figure it out and come up with a plan. And this right here, and people depend on you as well to deliver. And this right here is what makes embarking on something called being an entrepreneur and being someone who creates jobs for other people, it's not an easy task. But it's not about it being easy or whether it's easy or not. But it just means that everybody's not fit for it. You see, what a leader does is that they see ahead of things. They are ahead of the curve. They see things before they happen. They see the possibilities, the myriad of possibilities that could occur and happen as a situation develops. And they instinctively create different scenarios for each situation and how they would play them out. But if you can't be bothered to think, then how can you be someone of that nature? How could you be someone of that caliber? You see, one of the things is that you don't want to miscalculate when you're someone in that type of role of power and position and authority. You don't want to be Napoleon, who takes his army on a trek, but does not consider that where he's going is going to be extremely cold, and his troops are not used to those conditions and weren't prepared for it. As I said, and I will say this again, the leader sees ahead of the situation, meaning that the leader is looking past what is now and looking in the future. And they prepare certain scenarios for each possibility or probable outcome that might develop out of the situation that is present. if you don't have anyone on your side that is thinking like that, if you don't have anyone that you can align with that thinks like that, or that can see that, then in times like that, that's when you have to assume leadership for yourself. Because you don't want to be led by people who aren't thinkers and who aren't seers. You don't want to be led by someone or listen to someone who only can react when something happens and was not proactive. But as I tell anyone who gives me the time of day and listens to me, you don't have to do what I say. You can try it out for yourself. You don't try what you think and then try what I say and see what happens. Then you can come up with your own conclusion as to what works and what does not work. In this time of this immense change of lifestyle for people in the United States and across the world globally, there are many different things going on that most people, they're not paying attention to. Because as they say, see, well, I will speak as far as in terms in America, because that's where I'm based, in the United States. And most people don't, $400 or $500 would be a problem for them. If you said to them, I need $400 or $500 right now, can you shoot me that? That would be a problem to them. Okay, because they barely have anything in their savings. They barely have whatever they don't have. They barely have any sort of investments and things of that nature. Other nations that are on a poorer scale, or not as affluent scale, I won't say poor, but not as affluent, but we could use poor as well. That number would sound like a fortune, possibly. And some other nations, that would be nothing. So, the thing is, the message which I'm trying to drive home here is not about poverty as far as the material things, but poverty in your mindset. If you have a poor mindset, then you are ill-prepared for any crisis that might develop and occur. And if you're ill-prepared for the crisis or any crisis that might occur, you're also ill-prepared to do not know. Excuse, let me roll that back. Because I want to share information with you. I don't want to beat people down for their shortcomings or assume everyone is on the short end of things. So what I will do, I will bring it up a different frequency on a higher level that we are speaking on. So when you are in a poor mindset, which means that you wait for others to tell you when to move, you wait for someone else to tell you when things are and how it can be or how things are going to be, you cannot ever take the lead. You are never in control. If a crisis does occur, or if a fake crisis is manufactured, you would have no way to determine it because you're waiting for direction. And to my young brothers and my young sisters, you cannot be waiting for direction. What you are doing is you are developing yourself so that you can recognize good information and be willing to accept direction from a source of good information. Then you are looking to develop skills where you can begin to see ahead of the curve and take action so that you are prepared. Because preparation is key. You see, the time for laughing and giggling, that time is over with. When they made fun of some of you when you were in school and said, oh, you were too serious. Those people that said that and said things like that, they're not prepared. They'll get blindsided and sideswiped by something. Anything. But that you who stayed the path and was serious, you are ready, you are prepared for when the time comes to act and take control and take the lead. So during this time, whether or not I see some people that try it or that are trying to distract and say that the virus is a hoax. Well, whether the virus is a hoax or not, did you notice that the market is crashing? Trillions of dollars are being lost. Not only are the trillions of dollars being lost and washed away, but guess what? The people, they are gearing up to give billions and trillions of dollars to save these companies and other people from other nations of people. America is preparing all of that. The United States of America is preparing all of that. They're passing bills and laws to give billions of dollars to Asian business owners, because why? Nobody's coming to buy anything from them. Well, let me. Let me put it this way. Any business that is having any sort of financial crisis, you should have a good relationship with your banker. And you can go to your banker and say, I'm having a financial crisis situation. How much help can you offer me and give me? Not a government bailout. A government bailout is not an acceptable route. Taking public funds and money and giving it to businesses is not an acceptable route. And then you select which group. It's a select group of people and business owners that you want to give this money to, but you won't do it for another group. Let me show you something clearly, brothers and sisters. If a law or if something, if a law or a practice or a code in a system will punish me but then reward others, then it's a prejudicial law, system, and code. So, for instance, if the code says no harassment or bullying, and then, or sexual, whatever, harassment for anything, and women, white women can use it, homosexuals can use that same thing, and then they can get some sort of recourse and action, but then a two-headed, three-eyed midget with green skin and red hair can't use it, then the law is prejudice to that individual. Now, I went extreme in what my description was, but you must understand what, as far as when I said the two-headed, three-eyed midget. But the point is, if others are protected by something and you are penalized and you are penalized, or you can be penalized by it, but you don't have the availability to be protected under the same thing, which all they're saying is that nobody can do XYZ to anybody. That's what the words say. They don't specifically go ahead and point out a particular group. Harassment, bullying, and such. And you come up and say, I have a claim for this. And they say, oh no, well, we don't see your claim here. It's because why? You are not eligible because you are part of the group that they are all in alignment with to punish. The legal system is not a legal system. It's a penalty system. There's a penalty system and a punishment system for black men and women. So you must understand this. You're encountering and embarking on a journey. And this journey is never ending until you meet the ultimate recourse, which is that you cannot make a law or rule for someone else to protect them and then use that same law and rule against me. If you are under a system where they make laws and rules to punish you but protect others, you are under an unfair system. And another thing, why would you want to be under anything? Well, this is about it. This is about the last that I have to say in this conversation about this stuff right here. And I hope that I have delivered some understanding for you. Because when you go to think about these things, because you hear a lot of information out there, but I hope that based on what I've said to you, you can see it a lot more clearly now. You can see what it is. And once you can develop and have a proper grasp of reality and clarity, you can then go pursue your power. And you can also stand up and properly declare your freedom and your dignity. It's been great. It's been wonderful. As I said, I come to you with nothing but an attitude of gratitude. And I wish you the best. So once again, thank you for tuning in to the Block Report. As I said, I am your host, the Magnificent TDK. I want you all to be safe out there, and I want you to see prosperity and growth and abundance and health and wellness. Be well, be good to others, especially those that are good to you, and protect your peace and your power.